From Texas Public Radio, this is Texas Matters, a weekly radio news magazine that looks at the issues, events, and people in the Lone Star State. Today on Texas Matters, are we living in a state of voter suppression? We look at the pattern and see why Texas is one of the toughest states to vote in.
I think the story begins with that SB1.
This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. This week, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued Bexar County officials over the plan to increase voter registration by mailing voter registration forms to unregistered residents. Paxton is asking a state district court to block the effort. Paxton claims it will entice felons and non-citizens to register to vote. Paxton spoke about the lawsuit to Michael Berry on talk radio KTRH. Here's how Berry set up that interview.
Ken Paxton. And he has taken a very aggressive approach, which is the only way to deal with this issue, over the issue of voter fraud. Bexar County, which is spelled B-E-X-A-R, is where San Antonio is. And Harris County is where City of Houston is. And these two counties are known as hotbeds of voter fraud, cheating. And the local governments are involved with it.
There's no evidence to support the claim that Bexar and Harris counties are hotbeds of voter fraud or cheating. And there is no evidence that local officials are engaged in voter fraud. And here's what Paxton said about his lawsuit.
We just sued late last night. We sued Bexar, which is San Antonio, for what we believe is sending out illegal registration forms. They've got this group that is affiliated with very, very liberal politicians that is sending out registration forms to all kinds of people, some likely ineligible to vote, which encourages illegal registration. And counties are not specifically permitted to do this. And the way our laws work in Texas, counties have to be statutorily or constitutionally authorized to do what they do. They can't just make stuff up.
What Bexar County is doing is working with a third-party vendor, Civic Government Solutions. This company has worked with the Texas Secretary of State's office in the past, and its outreach targets potential voters regardless of political affiliation. I spoke with Texas Congressman Colin Allred about this lawsuit. Allred is the Democratic candidate running for U.S. Senate against Ted Cruz.
Well, I think it's outrageous. I think it's deeply un-American, and it's also unsurprising. This is a government entity sending out voter registration forms to folks for them to then fill out themselves to send back in. And then the state of Texas is the one that will determine their eligibility in terms of whether or not they can be registered. And so for the Attorney General to base this on the idea that non-citizens will be registered from this, is he saying that the state of Texas is incapable of determining who's a citizen and who's not? I think we know that's absurd. I think we know what's actually going on here as they're trying to scare folks and trying to make Texans feel like being involved in their democracy is not for them. And that's deeply, deeply un-Texan and un-American.
So we're looking at a pattern here. A couple of weeks ago, the Attorney General's office sent law enforcement officers to multiple homes in South Texas. These were voter registrars, and also Cecilia Castellano, who is a Democratic candidate for the Texas House, seizing their phones and forcing them out of their homes in the early morning hours. People are calling this a voter intimidation. LULAC is calling for a federal investigation into this. What is your reaction?
Well, I do think that this is a form of intimidation, particularly the way that it was done. And let's be very clear. LULAC is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the country. They are not certainly new to the idea of trying to be involved with civic engagement. But we've seen this before. We've seen this in previous election cycles, particularly though now that we are having a very close election in which I'm running against Senator Cruz, of course, but we're going to see a close election here, we see these stunts coming up. And what I want Texans to do is to recognize what's happening, to not be intimidated, and to say, if they're trying to stop me, why are they trying to stop me? It must be because my vote is powerful. I'm going to get out and I'm going to use it.
So Ken Paxton, Attorney General, saying he's doing this because he's trying to make the elections secure. It's for voter integrity. Your reaction?
There's nothing that would secure an election regarding helping eligible voters get registered. And this is something that I really want Texans to think about, is that we want to make it so that every eligible voter can make their voice heard in their democracy. That should be our goal, not to try and target certain groups or to try and intimidate certain Texans into not being involved and not making their voice heard. There's a reason why they're doing this. And I want Texans to not only not let it work, but to stand up to it. And for us all to recognize that our democracy is a precious right, that the folks who came before us and the generations that came before us have been working to perfect and to expand and to make sure that we all have a say in who our leaders are. And what Attorney General Paxton is doing, it flies in the face of our great history as Texans. It was a Texan who passed the Voting Rights Act in the first place in President Lyndon Baines Johnson, but also in the fundamentals of what our nation was founded on. And we can't let this work. We have to recognize what it is, and we have to call it out for what it is.
So the question is, are Texas Republican leaders like State Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott using the power of state government to suppress voting in populations likely to vote for Democrats? That's the allegation that groups like LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, are making after a series of events over the last several weeks. Paxton has used the AG office to support his claim that he's only working to protect voter integrity in Texas leading into the November 5th election. But voter fraud is extremely rare. It has never been shown to decide the outcome of a general election race in Texas. But voter suppression is not rare. The state has a long history of using its power to keep unwanted legal voters from being able to vote, which is why several weeks ago, when Paxton sent law enforcement officials to raid South Texas democratically aligned voter registrars, that sent up red flags. Here's how 87-year-old Lydia Martinez described what happened.
I went to the door and nine officers from the Attorney General's office walked in and they had a search warrant.
The AG agents also raided the home of Cecilia Castellano, the Democratic candidate for House District 80.
You know, I often have to close my eyes when I talk about this because I wish it was just a nightmare. You know, just imagine the morning of August 20th, 2024. Just imagine someone knocking at your door, ringing your doorbell at 6 a.m. in the morning. School day, children just started going back to school, and two individuals, big guys, came and claimed they're from the Attorney General's office. As I got up, they woke me up, and I looked out the window. They were flashing their flashlights into my window, and they asked me if I was Cecilia Castellano, and I said, yes, I am. They said, well, can you open the door? I did open the door, and I did see their badges, and they said they had a search warrant for my home, and I said, well, for what? He says, ma'am, can we come in? I said, well, can you wait right here? Because I need to go get my husband. I immediately went and got my husband. Well, they already came into my home, and they were standing by my dinner table. You know, this search warrant did not have any reason. I did not know why they were there. I asked them, why are you here? What's the purpose of you being here? And they said, ma'am, we don't know. Oh, we're just here to take your phone. Do you have your phone? I said, yes. And so it's I feel like invaded. The peace of my home has been invaded. I feel as if my peace has been taken away. And this is pure injustice by the Attorney General. As the day went on, I can tell you that I did read the press release from the Attorney General stating that this was stemming from a 2022 election fraud that happened in Frio County. These are bully tactics, David. These are bully tactics.
The Texas Attorney General's office claims there was a vote harvesting scheme to collect votes, but no charges have come forth. So why could this be happening? If Texas is such a solid red state that's dominated by Republicans who happen to win a lot of elections, Well, there are big cracks forming in the big red wall in Texas, which is holding back Democrats and their progressive plans for the state. The Lone Star State is being called a sleeper battleground state. Here's former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
But I can tell you in Texas, which Barack Obama lost by 16 points in 2012, Hillary Clinton lost by 9 points in 2016, and Joe Biden only lost by 5.4% in 2020. This is really the sleeper battleground state.
Democrat O'Rourke made a name for himself when he almost beat Republican Ted Cruz in 2018. Cruz won by about 200,000 votes, or about 2.6% of the total vote count. O'Rourke isn't on the ballot this election, but Cruz is, and now he's being challenged by Congressman Colin Allred, and there's polling that shows the race is a toss-up.
Thank you. U.S. Senate race between Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred really is heating up.
Now, there is recent polling that suggests Allred is narrowing the gap in this contest. One shows Cruz leading the Dallas Democrat by just 2 points. Others show a wider margin. Political watchers suggest Allred could be benefiting from the so-called Kamala effect, where some Democrats have seen a boost after Joe Biden exited the presidential race.
The race is currently ranked likely Republican by the Cook Political Report, but as the campaign heats up, that could likely change. But look beyond the recent headlines, and there's a pattern of behavior that shows Paxton over time using his office repeatedly to do things that would boost Republican candidates and for Donald Trump in particular. For example, look at the 2020 election. Remember, COVID was raging, and Paxton sued to prevent the expansion of the use of mail-in ballots. And he won. And he admits that doing that helped Trump win Texas narrowly that year. He said it while he was on the stage during January 6th in Washington, D.C.
I want you to know that Texas fights. We fought 12 straight lawsuits related to mail-in ballots, related to signature verification, federal court, state court, Travis County, Austin, Houston. We fought, we won every single one of those cases, and because of that, Donald Trump won Texas by over 600,000 votes.
And he admitted it, giving away the game, speaking to Steve Bannon on his podcast.
It's certainly critical to my state, and that's why we fought off these 12 lawsuits. We had them in Houston, we had them in San Antonio, we had them in Austin, we had them in the counties where you'd have the most liberal judges. And it was a concerted effort nationally with lots of money going into it. And just knowing that we had 12 losses that we had to win. And if we had lost one of them, like we lost Harris County, Trump won by 620,000 votes in Texas. Harris County mail-in ballots that they wanted to send out were 2.5 million. Those were all illegal, and we were able to stop every one of them. Had we not done that, we would have been in the very same situation. We would have been on election night. I was watching election night, and I knew when I saw what was happening in these other states, that would have been Texas. We would have been in the same boat. We would have been one of those battleground states that they were counting votes in Harris County for 3 days, and Donald Trump would have lost the election.
And then, after Biden was declared the winner of the presidential election, Ken Paxton sued other states for how they conducted their voting process in an attempt to overthrow the election. The suit was widely considered to be laughable in that it violated some of the most basic legal principles that binds this union of states together. Here's MSNBC's Rachel Maddow breaking it down.
Ken Paxton, the very troubled attorney general of Texas, who has a lot of legal troubles of his own, today filed a lawsuit on behalf of the state of Texas against four other states. He announced today that Texas is suing Georgia and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. He's asking the United States Supreme Court to hear this case, to step in and find that all those four other states did their elections wrong, and they shouldn't be allowed to vote in the Electoral College, and thereby, voila, their 62 Electoral College votes should be subtracted from Joe Biden's title, from Joe Biden's total, and Donald Trump should be president for a second term. This lawsuit out of Texas is just as ridiculous as it sounds. All the officials in the states that Ken Paxton is now suing reacted today with a mix of sort of defiance and amusement. Wisconsin's attorney general said, quote, "I feel sorry for Texans that their tax dollars are being wasted on such a genuinely embarrassing lawsuit."
But now here's the greater irony. Donald Trump now admits that he actually lost the election of 2020. He made the admission during an interview on September the 4th with podcaster Lex Fridman.
I became president. Then the second time I got millions more votes than I got the first time. So I was told if I got 63 million, which is what I got the first time, you would win. You can't not win. And I got millions of more votes than that and lost by a whisker.
And he also made that admission using similar language on August 30th at a Moms for Liberty summit.
I mean, honestly, we got millions of more votes than we did in the first election. We did great in the first one. We won. And I was told we got 63 million votes in the first election. I was told if we get 63 million votes, same number, there's no way we can be defeated. I got 10 or 12 million votes more than that, more than anybody had ever got. We got the most votes of anybody, of any sitting president in history. And he beat us by a whisker.
Trump's admission that he actually lost the 2020 election and that it was not stolen and that there was no voter fraud, that didn't go down well with some of his MAGA supporters, like admitted Nazi Nick Fuentes.
They sold out. They sold out everything that, MAGA represented at one point, and everything that it was is no longer. It's just really sad. And the 2020 comment, it's like, wow, that's how pathetic it's gotten. He's admitting, he says, oh, I lost by a whisker. So what was the point? Like, what's the point of any of it? You lost in 2020? Seriously? I mean, what are we even doing anymore? Then you're a loser. Then you're a loser. You just lost. Then you lost to Joe Biden. You deserve to be charged. If he admits that he lost, then that actually vindicates the DOJ charge against him. Because the charge is that he knew he lost, but he lied to defraud the people. That's the DOJ's charge. So why did we do Stop the Steal? Why did anyone go to January 6th? Why is anyone sitting in jail? Why did anything bad happen to anybody? Why did everyone get censored? Why is everything bad that has happened to the people that are involved? Why did that need to happen if you're just going to walk it all back and say, oh, I lost? Well, it would have been good to know that before 1,600 people got charged.
And it would have been good to know that before Texas SB 1 was passed and signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. SB 1, the state's election integrity law, was forced through the Texas House under the claims that the 2020 election was stolen and Texas needed to do something about that. But now Trump says, well, it wasn't stolen. But now Texans are living under this law that the Brennan Center for Justice says punishes Texas voters. I spoke with the Texas LULAC state director, Gabriel Rosales, about that and Attorney General Ken Paxton's apparent efforts to suppress the vote in Texas.
Of course, he's using his position. I think it all begins, I think the story begins with that SB 1, and even further back than that. But that SB 1 has apparently given him the authority to set up this committee to take a look at the vote integrity, whatever he means by that.
So SB 1 is the wide-ranging law that was passed by the legislature that the Republicans claimed would protect voter integrity. But what it did was it made it more difficult for people to vote, particularly according to experts, people who are disabled.
Well, exactly. And people, of elderly descent. And if you take a look at the urban areas, a large portion of that are, African-American and Latino communities that are being impacted. Some of our, it may seem very difficult, very small, the people that they say that can assist those family members don't have family that are around. It's really about accessibility. It's really about increasing, the vote within those communities. There's no law or nefarious plan to have anybody vote illegally. And so this whole concept of vote harvesting is really, good people going out there and assisting the elderly to be able to cast that vote. the intent is there. And as you know, some of our older people, they like to vote more than anybody else, but they need assistance. And so they're making it difficult. So this is, you know, an attack on our elderly, and it's an attack on good people, just really just trying to make a difference in the community. And that's not okay.
Well, let's talk about how the Attorney General's agents went raiding some of the folks who were doing voter registration efforts and a candidate, a Democratic candidate for House District 80. Yeah. You know, they woke up one morning, knock, knock, knock on the door, and there are armed agents there demanding cell phones, records. They're telling people to get out of their own homes while they search them. Well, how does LULAC see that?
Yeah, no, it's definitely voter intimidation and definitely uncalled for. So this is a violation of their civil rights. You know, they're going in under the auspices of people committing the law. Like if somebody supposedly doing an investigation, but it's just been pure intimidation. And on our elderly, if you think about it, these people, these volunteers have been doing this for years, are very much involved in the political process, which we encourage. LULAC encourages all of our community to get civically engaged. So what they've done with that SB1 is made it against the law. So I don't even know what to say, that it's very disrespectful. There was no need to come in with guns. This is something like a, you know, like they always like to say, banana republics. That's something like this. This doesn't happen here in the United States. Well, at least it shouldn't. But I believe they see the writing on the wall. I believe that they know that if there's more of us, good people, that, you know, that are going to be going out to vote, based on the fact that we need to save our democracy. And they're afraid. And it's been quite obvious. Abbott has targeted that District 81 race, which is why he's gone in and created havoc for those individuals and those people in that community.
So
they're looking behind their back. Go ahead. Sorry.
In Texas, it's very difficult to register to vote. We don't have online voter registration. We're one of eight states that does not have online voter registration. And so you're dependent upon registrars and other ways to do this in person. So by having a raid on this against people who are registering others to vote in South Texas, particularly in the Latino community, are we seeing folks reluctant? Are they afraid to go out and do voter registration work?
There is some, you know, what we've been doing to offset that. But yeah, no, definitely there is the feeling of, oh, because a lot of the people that they raided, they don't have money to hire attorneys to protect their rights. So it's costly to get an attorney to be able to defend themselves. And so we're working together with a coalition of different nonprofits and lawyer associations that are going to be helping us to be able to do that. Organizations like MALDAM and others that are out there. But yeah, it just by the pure nature of having to get an attorney, it definitely would intimidate these individuals. And yes, it's been a little more difficult, but I think our job is to put out that information that for them to be able to call so that they can understand that you're not breaking the law. And we're even trying to, obey within the very difficult constraints of that SB1 so that we don't put our people in harm's way. So it's been very difficult. And every year when you go and you take these tests and I think, what is it, a felony or imprisonment, you know, that they're talking about? I mean, that would definitely, scare people from wanting to participate within the political process. And it's unacceptable. It's not okay. I never thought in my lifetime that we would see something like this. But this is kind of going back. I mean, we can remember when there was a lot of, openly oppressive things that this state used to do. we still have generational apathy from some of the things that have happened before in the past when people would vote here in Texas. It's been happening. This is not the first time. I think it's definitely that law brings it back into play with the intimidation tactics, pulling of guns, going into people's houses. It's just unacceptable.
One of the canards that we're hearing from the Attorney General's office is that there is rampant registration of non-citizens and that there will be a lot of non-citizen voting in this election. They claim that this is a strategy that the Democratic Party has put together in order to win this election. These are claims that have been made without any evidence. In fact, the evidence points the other direction. We do know that non-citizen voting is extremely rare, like spotting a rare bird in the woods. You know, it's just not something that happens. So, but this certainly has the subtext of also putting Latino Americans in a harsh light, because it creates this widespread suspicion. So when you hear Attorney General Ken Paxton talk or Greg Abbott talking about the problem of non-citizen voting, what do you hear?
Well, yeah, no, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack, right? No, it's completely false for them to even make that kind of an innuendo. Like you said, there's absolutely no proof. If you take a look at the numbers that he put, 1 million voters purged, it really points to the facts in those numbers, really points to the incompetence of the Republican Secretary of State not being able to clean those rolls. And the non-citizens that they're talking about, I think it mentioned like 6,000, happened to be the last time we went to court to stop them from the purge, happened to be naturalized citizens. And I'm going to suspect that's what they're doing again. So they know what they're doing. They're putting it out there. I think of the whole integrity committee investigators have gotten maybe, what, 6 convictions right out of this, which I think are completely bogus as well. Nonetheless, it's not been something that has been fruitful for whatever the hell they're trying to prove. There's nobody out there trying to commit voter fraud. It's a waste of taxpayers' money, especially when we have our public schools without teachers in the classroom right now. We have just a lot of things that our state needs. They're wasting taxpayer money targeting Latinos and African Americans in our community and intimidating us. Not to participate. And that's not okay. That's completely unacceptable. So one of the things we will be doing is putting out information like, know your rights. You have the right to remain silent. They cannot just, barge in your house and demand for you to give them evidence, because what they want to do is continue to use information to create that false narrative.
Gabriel Rosales is the Texas director for LULAC, the oldest Latino civil rights organization in the nation. That's it for this edition of Texas Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies. You can find past editions of Texas Matters on our website at tpr.org, and you can find us wherever you download cool podcasts. And tune in again next week for another edition of Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio.